Hey, everybody, thank you very much for tuning in to another episode of Hawk Talk. This is the December school board meeting edition, the school board summary, and we're going to actually jump around a little bit in some of the order. We're going to start with Mr. John Kohler, and also, too, in the room with me, I also have Mr. Erickson, Mr. Siemens, all in here. Thank you guys for coming in, but we're going to start off with Mr. John Kohler with the athletic director report to get that going and get that going off. Thank you very much for coming in, John.
You bet. I'm not going to have a report so much as just kind of give you guys a lowdown on what's going on right now. Like, say, for boys basketball, we have the Christmas break coming up next week. They will be playing on the 28th in Belfield, JV and varsity, on December 28th. The girls will have a game in Bismarck on the 29th, and this is a big day. It's called the Capital City Shootout. There's like eight games a day on Friday and Saturday. We're playing Center Stanton on Friday the 29th at 10 a.m. up there at BSC on their court. So that's going to be exciting. Also on the 28th, we have our girls wrestling team going to their tournament in Spearfish. That is an all-day tournament. Then the boys team have their tournament on the 29th at Harding County. So it's a break, but not really a break,
It's a busy break.
Yeah. And then also for wrestling, you know, we got this coming up. We've been working on this, as we do usually, for about the last month. We got the Classic coming up next month, January 5th and 6th, the Wrestling Classic, our big wrestling tournament here. So we're excited about that coming up. We've just ended junior high boys and girls basketball. Junior high girls didn't have a tournament because there wasn't enough teams, so they just played a couple games on that Saturday. Mm-hmm. But our junior high boys at their tournament took third over in Bowman. They beat Belfield, so that was pretty cool. And then just one other thing I want to mention, and sometimes we get a lot of questions about this every year, is that we had a co-op meeting. But we just want people to know we have three of them a year.
Those are normal.
Those are scheduled meetings. We have one after the winter or after this fall sports. We have one to discuss stuff there. After the winter one, we have, you know, to discuss winter sports. Then in June, we have one to talk about spring sports, but then also do our financial reconciliation. So sometimes we do get questions like, oh, what's going on? What's going on? Well, nothing. We have regularly scheduled meetings where we get together just to discuss things and keep each other up to date.
Awesome.
Outside of that, that's my December fill-in for you guys.
Awesome.
Hey, tell us a little bit about the wrestlers at the junior high that went to Minot.
Oh, yes. Oh, man. Thank you. Yes, we also had, I forgot about that. The junior high went to the state junior high meet in Minot, the junior high tournament. And we actually went up there with eight wrestlers. You know, we didn't even have a full roster, and we took first for the Class B teams.
Whoa.
Yeah, we had two state champions, Austin Ormiston and, or three, Austin Ormiston, Hugo Verdon, and Brody Sott.
Yep.
So we had three state champions. And so they took fourth overall. It's a Class A and B tournament. Mm-hmm. They took fourth overall, and they actually took first for the Class B level with only eight wrestlers. So that's pretty exciting.
Absolutely.
You see that stuff coming up for our wrestlers. Yep.
Yeah.
And then the girls, you know, our girls, you know, we have three girls out for wrestling, and two of them are state rated. Two of the three are state rated right now. I would venture to say the third one will be rated in state when she starts hitting her tournaments too. So pretty exciting.
Now, speaking of wrestling, the Classic's coming up.
Yep.
Correct. So, and that's going to be happening on what days, and what do we need to know about that?
January 5th and 6th. You know, obviously we start at 11 o'clock in the morning. We don't open the doors. This is kind of important to remember for people, is we don't open the doors to fans until 10.
Because they're doing weigh-ins and all that stuff.
And we don't need a lot of people milling around. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to have a lot of wrestlers in there warming up. And, you know, when you have the wrestlers milling around and then you have these people coming in, it's really easy to kind of sneak past the ticket table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we'll open for the fans at 10 a.m.
Got it.
You know, one entrance only, come in through door A, and then we'll have four mats. We'll have two mats in the little gym, two mats in the big gym. The first day is going to be all varsity on both mats. Then Saturday, we'll be running our consolations and semis and finals on the big mats up in the gym. And then we'll have a junior high JV tournament down in the little gym as well.
Okay. Yep. Awesome. Okay. Well, it sounds like that's pretty much everything for the athletic director's report and any other additional updates, correct?
Nothing for right now.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in, John. I really, really appreciate it. We're going to kick it over to Mr. Siemens and Mr. Erickson for the rest of the school board meeting here. So, Mr. Siemens, it looks like, you know, we had the we went over consideration of bills and the financial report. Anything that was that stood out in the consideration of bills or a financial report at all?
No, there wasn't really anything there. We had some costs with Central Mechanical, and that's a name if anyone's been reading through the minutes over the last really probably a year and a half. They had a contract with our pool and things like that. However, on our steam side of the campus, we had to bring them in because we did have some fittings that were original to the building that started to fail a little bit. So that, you know, it was kind of like, hold on, why is Central Mechanical here? I thought the pool's all done. And it's like, well, yes, but because the steam side of the building is pretty tricky, there aren't very many companies that want to mess with the heating. So really, as far as bills, that was probably the only thing that really jumped out and was like, hey, what's going on? And I would anticipate we'll probably see more of that happening with the age of the 1952, 1959 edition. So.
Gotcha. Just an ongoing thing there. Okay, so it sounds like that kind of puts us into more the miscellaneous business of the meeting from that was this week on December 19th. So superintendent and secondary principal report. Let's start with that.
Yeah, so I, you know, kind of went through an update a little bit. You know, of course, on Monday night, we had our 7th through 12th grade Christmas concert that was very well attended. Honestly, for the years that I've been going to this, I would say it's probably the most people I'd seen at that. So that was awesome. Kids did an excellent job. Mrs. Ehlers does a great job with those kids. There was a couple times where the choir sang a couple songs with the 7-12 choir. And then of course they broke off and did junior high school. And then she did the same thing with the band too. So it was pretty impressive to see all those numbers together. So we had that going on Monday. Of course, today is the last day of the first semester on both sides of the campus. Yep. We're winding down with some activities today with that. Grades will be stored January 2nd.
Yep.
So if you're over the break saying, hey, what's my kid's semester grade? We don't store those until January 2nd because we have teachers that are grading. You know, hence the reason why Mr. Kohler had to take off. He's running upstairs and he's grading some of his tests as we speak. So, so just keep that in mind. January 2nd, they'll be stored and then you'll be able to look at semester grades and things like that. Of course, if there's, you know, any that we had concerns about, we've already reached out in those situations. The other things that I talked about is we're currently working on the 24-25 calendar. We're hoping to have that on the agenda in January for approval so we can get it out so people can start to plan for next year already. Things like that. Strategic planning was really kind of one of the other big ones. It's a word we've been doing. It's a process we started last spring. Yep. We're currently in the writing committee stages. So it's a smaller group from the steering committee that went through things last year, just hammering things down with that. And we're looking at January's board meeting to be where we bring the entire strategic plan for the entire board to approve. So we're revamping our mission, our vision, our core values, and then we're gonna pick some strategic points moving forward. And you know that process. You're absolutely a part of that team. Mr. Erickson's a part of that team.
Yep.
So if there's anything that you guys have to interject on the strategic planning, go ahead.
I mean, just the biggest thing is, you know, I think that's going to be something we're probably going to dive into a lot deeper into the future once we kind of get some of these things put in cement. But it's a really exciting opportunity because, you know, you're looking at some of the framework of how things are looked at the school and really solidifying, you know, what we believe and what we're, you know, pointing towards, what we're going towards. So it's a really exciting thing, honestly, at least in the walls and of the building. So
there's so many different things we do in this building on an educational standpoint that's beyond the academics and the curriculum and everything. This here is really going to pick two or three things that we're really going to focus on. Mm-hmm. And that will drive some of our professional development, not all of our professional development, but definitely drive some of our bigger professional development pieces and drive some of our financial decisions we're making too. So, otherwise, besides that, you know, we're looking at, there's going to be a community presentation. This is the last thing I'll kind of touch on, which is huge. February 8th, the school and the Chamber of Commerce, we are working on, bringing in businesses in the community to have a presentation that will be talking about work-based learning. Ultimately, the goal of this is the school, we wanted to sit down with the businesses in our community and say, hey, this is an opportunity where we get to help you. Instead of us always saying, hey, help Hettinger, help Hettinger Public School, this is an opportunity for us to invite you in, and this is a program to where we can help you hopefully find your next employee, mm-hmm. and hopefully in the future, maybe someone you can sell your business to.
Absolutely.
And how it works into our curriculum and our strategies moving forward. So February 8th, we'll have that going on. We will have invitations going out to that in January because we're still planning that. So we're really looking forward to that. And then February 9th, we have an all-day professional development here for our staff where we'll also be talking about work-based learning. We'll have Dr. Schatz through Zoom who'll be wrapping up our strategic planning. And in the afternoon, we have a presentation. And I'm going to let Mr. Erickson talk about that because Mr. Erickson was integral in getting this individual to come back after that, after the professional development we had a couple weeks ago. This was very well received, and there's mm-hmm. a lot more. But Mr. Erickson, if there's anything you want to add on that, go ahead.
Yeah, we had a Clayton Dodson come in, and if people remember, we snuck in a early out on a Tuesday, and we want to thank, and it kind of worked out good because it was right before Thanksgiving break. But our professional development, we had the opportunity of having Dr. Clayton Dodson out of Mayville State come in and talk to our teachers about EL students. And EL stands for English Learners, which means they come into our school and they don't know how to speak English. Yep. And the thing that really blew my mind, guys, is that we have seven different languages at Hettinger High School, Hettinger Public School, that are being used. Seven. So when you say, I brought this up at the board meeting, I said, guys, what would you do if you had somebody come into your class and they can't understand you? And it was just kind of silence, right? Mm-hmm. So Clayton was very effective in saying, okay, here's what we need to do. And it was at the right time. It really was. Mm-hmm. He came in and talked about different strategies. He talked about some of the different things that we should be doing, looking at. And his advice was keep them in the classroom as much as you can.
Yep.
And as they start to hear the English language, mm-hmm. they will start to learn. Of course, we think, let's get them out so that they can be talked to through translator, through whatever. But he said the best thing that you can do. Now, luckily, on February 9th, I was able to get him to come back down for an afternoon, about 2 hours, and he's going to continue on where he left off and talk to our teachers. Not only is he going to talk about the EL students, but he's going to give us other strategies. And again, this is a education professor at Mayville State, and he's going to give everyone some strategies, not only for the EL students, but for our other teachers, for our other students that might work in your class as well.
Gotcha. You know, I was there, you know, I was one of the staff members that were, and I do have to say that was one of the most engaging speakers that we've had, at least since I've been here. And it was just very, very fun. And he got his point across really, really well. Like when I left that room, I clearly understood the goal and what he was trying to put across.
So. Yeah. And I'm glad you brought up Mr. Janikowski, because when we sit down and we look at professional development, mm-hmm. we don't want it just to be a 2 hours. Okay, let's check the box. And we don't want people to say, oh, you know what? I could be in my room. I could be working on grades. I could be working on standards. I could be working on lesson plans. And everyone that came out of that room said, wow, mm-hmm. I haven't heard that for a while.
Yeah.
And so I think if you get the teachers to buy in and we get strategies and different things that we can actually use, that's true definition of what professional development is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that wraps up what I had going on in my report that night. So
awesome. So then that moves us into the elementary principal report. So Mr. Erickson, if you want to just kind of continue.
Yeah, I'm going to go a little bit further with what Mr. Siemens talked about with the grades. And I want to remind everybody with the report cards. Last year, we looked at the electronic report cards and different things like that. And I did I'm kind of a numbers guy, kind of a geek that way. I figured we can save about $1,100 in mailing stamps and envelopes. So what we do is if you look on PowerSchool after January 2nd,
yep.
Okay, Kira will put in the grades, you can then see exactly what would be on the report card. Now, if you still want a hard copy, You can call the office and she will sure do that for scrapbooks or whatever. But I found out that numerous people around town have their own printers. So they just print off a copy to put in the old scrapbook.
Yep.
So that's one of the things that we will do continue. Now, kindergarten's a little bit different. They have a different report card than the rest of the school because, you know, some of the different things they're doing. So they will continue to send the report cards home in the children's folders. So that'll still be coming that way. But first through 12, still online, Power School. So it really went well. We had about three people that called the office and wanted a copy. So I think that's pretty good out of 311.
Yeah.
Some of the other things, I guess, that we're looking at, we're really stressing some PD, professional development, for our paraeducators. Mm-hmm. We kind of forget about them as we go through, and they're an integral part of our school system. So we have professional development, and it's kind of based towards teachers. It's based towards everybody else. So we were lucky the last couple of flex days to have Deb Thurr out of NDSU come down and talk about some conscious discipline. And I just did get set up yesterday through RESP, which is our area, kind of our resource area. They're going to come down in February, and they're going to do another module with our paraprofessionals on behavioral strategies, discipline strategies, and some of the different things. So we're pretty excited about our paras getting some more professional development. And they're all also saying, you know what, this is great. We feel like this is something that's directed right towards us. And of course, it's going to make our learning environment even that much better when everybody's on the same page.
Awesome.
We are looking at applying for a grant to get a new milk cooler in the lunchroom. So we're going to be working through Tyler Erickson at Hettinger Heating and Air. Felicia Wizakowski, who's our head cook, is applying for a NSLP, which is National School Lunch Program grant. And once we get that grant, then we will kind of go forward with that. Other than that, Joel, I think the report was, or the board meeting was good. We had Ms. Swihovic come in and talk a little bit about some strategic planning. I think it was kind of good that the board got to see, put a name to the face, or face to the name, however you want to look at it. And she gave an update on what STARS Renaissance is. And we will be testing again STARS Renaissance on January 9th and 10th. And that is a great tool that we use that gives everybody instantaneous feedback. One of the questions that came up from one of the board members, of course, they're all parents. Mm. When is it going to be that we can get some of that information? We're on the second part of STARS and some of our strategic planning. When we get a little bit more information and the teachers get a little bit more comfortable on explaining the different evaluation tools and the resources with STARS, we will then make that easier to be accessible to parents. With Absolutely. That being said, you can still reach out to the teacher and they can give you a real basic overview. Yep. A basic overview. But before we start sending things home, and we want to make sure that we're able to explain that as well as we want and have it as a viable tool that we can use.
Awesome.
All right.
Okay, so it sounds like that kind of wraps up the elementary principal report. We've already gone over the athletic director report early at the beginning of this podcast. Now we're going to go into committee reports, which it looks like we have EngTech, a little bit of co-op and strategic planning. Darren, why don't you kind of get us caught up on that?
You bet. I'll breeze through these real quick. So EngTech, again, we're wrapping up all the different things with the projects, with the pool, with the windows, and those things. So we're really getting close to being able to actually say this thing is done from a paper standpoint and things like that. Anyone that's come by, there's work that needs to be done to pool outside still. Mr. Peril is going to be working on those things in the spring now, of course. So we're looking at being able to do a grand opening around the graduation time.
Yeah.
And have a true grand opening where we can say everything's done. Things that needed to be refixed after the first process or looked at again have been done and everything's over there. So
wonderful.
Yeah. So that was the EngTech. The co-op, like Mr. Kohler said, you know, it was that time of the year to have the traditional co-op meeting. So that's what took place there. And then the strategic planning, you know, I've already kind of touched on that in my report that I had to the board. Yep. So it was just more, a little more in depth, giving them an idea of where we're going and that we're really close to being finished with that.
Okay. All right. So then to kind of wrap it up here, we have a few final items underneath new business. We have sixth grade participation in sports. Yep. We also talked about Renaissance a little bit. And then last but not least, the Be Legendary training. Those are the last three items. So what happened with those?
So the sixth grade participation is something that came out of the co-op committee meeting. It's something the co-op has been talking about for the last year, calendar year. So what was done there is a motion was made and it was passed unanimously that our school board is okay with sixth grade not participating in the 7th through 12 level, no exceptions. Yep. So that goes back to the co-op committee. Of course, Scranton School Board needs to vote on that as well before any changes are made to the co-op agreement.
Got it.
So that's where we're at with that, is that it was no sixth grade participation at the 7-12 level.
Yep.
The Renaissance, like Mr. Erickson was saying, that was Ms. Swihovic. Renaissance is the name of the stars. It's Renaissance Stars Testing. NDA Plus is new terms that are out there right now at the state. At the state level, we have to do two assessments. One of those is the North Dakota State Assessment, which is given in the spring. And then we are switching from NWEA to STARS.
Yep, that's
and
the big guy.
Correct. And what's beautiful about it, again, is just real quickly, is we can give that test and we get results in the moment. Mm-hmm. We don't have to wait for a company somewhere else in the lower 48 to mail these things out to us months later. So we're able to get results right away. And we're going to use those tests more than just the two times to help drive not only our curriculum, but to check our curriculum. Is it true? Is it viable? Is it doing what we want it to do? Mm-hmm. And then as a teacher, it's great because you're able to see exactly what your class is.
Absolutely.
What level are they at? Where do I need to change my teaching to reach them, capture them, and then get them on to the next level?
Absolutely. And then also to throw in there too, I mean, yeah, as a teacher, it is phenomenal data. Yes. And equally as valuable as a parent too. And I've been on both those sides, and it's wonderful being able to get those insights and that data.
Well, and I think moving forward, Joel, as Mr. Erickson was explaining her presentation, you know, I think we're going to need to do something separately as we get there to kind of post out there. And because there's barcodes, there's colors,
colors
mean something. There's things that you can do and access as a parent. Now, this is just for reading and math. That STARS is only for reading and math. But there's things you can do if your kid isn't maybe at grade level for reading. There's apps that are attached to this where you can search out books that are actually at the level the kid is testing at.
Tons of resources.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, because what we're finding is reading is for everything. It's not just for English class. It's not just for reading class. If you can't understand and read the social studies text, you're going to struggle with science, whatever it is. Yep. You can be out in auto with Mr. Tim, and if you can't read the text, you're going to struggle.
Yep.
So that's why that is so important there.
Awesome. So then that kind of rounds us out with the Be Legendary training. Yep. What is that?
So Be Legendary, that's a new initiative by North Dakota DPI that's been put out. It's actually school board training is what it is. So this is right now we're looking at the 2024 edition to get schools involved in that and on board. It's an application process. We're doing a little research to see if this is something the school board wants to do at this moment. I've reached out to some other superintendents that have gone through this legendary training with their school boards or are currently in the process. It looks like it's very valid training. The biggest thing is we need to get the strategic planning finished before we move on to the next stage, which this would be a part of it. So it's awesome that this school board members want to dive into this. They want to take these classes that teaches them roles of a school board role in the school district. So it's nice and it'll help give guidance across the board. It helps give support across the board. So it's very proactive that the board members want to head this way.
That's awesome. That's great. Well, thank you very, very much, Darren, for coming in and doing another one of these this month. The next school board meeting is going to be January 17th at 6 p.m. And also, too, when you listen to Hawk Talk, just remember that you can listen to Hawk Talk at any of the podcast platforms that are out there, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, or YouTube or whatever. But thank you very much for tuning in and have a great day.